see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs, sundown, you better take care.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Helen from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
That's right, that is me. I am Oswald. Welcome to Urban Radio. It actually looks like a light crowd today. I hear Channel Serve's having a bit of trouble getting people onto the network. I see our channel's actually very low, 94 people in there right now. Usually about twice as much. No big deal. We can still hold the show. I am your urban pimp in the box, as I said. I'm Oswald. We do cover the urban terror game from the inside here. We will update you this week about the mod, show you some notes, and basically have a good time here. We have news from the clans. Have a little news from E3 if you missed the intro yesterday afternoon before the OGL match, which I ended up not being able to cast due to computer issues. We'll talk a little bit about 2.6, show off a picture or two, and play some music. And that'll be about it for the day. So, gonna play one more song here, maybe get a few more people listening in, and we'll get things going here.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, looks like I'm... I'm going to have more problems here again. Wonderful. Well, that was part of Prodigy. Smack my bitch up. That seems to be what my system is doing to me, smacking me up. Welcome to Urban Radio. I am Oswald. I'm scrolling through Pound Urban Terror. I see a lot of regulars, but I also see many missing gamers. Hopefully, ETG will get their house in order, and we'll see more people roll in here. But we're not going to wait for them. They can download it later if they need to, right? That's right. I was not able to get to a shoutcast last week. Got another week in which my schedule did not permit me the time to cast. And then last night we were supposed to shoutcast Pitt taking on CC, but again, I ran into all sorts of problems, as I am already having those today on my one system here where all my MP3s are, so it could be a very short show if I have no MP3s, huh? Anyway, we will get underway here, get into some news and features. First, I do want to get... my props out of the way here. First and foremost, a big thanks and appreciation to the gamers who make up our community and continue to support Urban Terror. We feel we do have the best online community going. And for all of Sid, I thank you. Also, thanks to Team Sportscast Network for continuing to host Urban Radio. Without their affiliation, our show would not be here.
TSN, comprehensive online radio for all your gaming needs.
I also want to give props to Acidburn over at ForbiddenNinja.com for posting the show notes each and every week. Thanks for the support. And finally to Zach over at ZD Web Hosting for hosting all the recorded shows. We have all the shows that we've previously done FTP'd for those who want to take a listen to see what's gone on in the past. You want to do that, you can either go to thesixthfloor.com and click on Urban Radio, or you can also go to urbanterror.net/radio, and you will find all the previous shows we have done. I'm going to take a quick break, see if I can get this other computer up and running here. This is new music from Canada's best export, Rush. We'll be right back on Urban Radio. Go Wings. We'll be right back. All right, as I said, that was a little new Rush. The song was called One Little Victory out their new album, Vapor Trails. Regardless of what you think of Rush, they are the greatest band of all time. Because they're my favorite, that's why. And yes, I know you are hearing the MP3 skip. It looks like I'm going to have to shut down that computer and try to restart it, so means I'm going to lose half the MP3s that I had set up for today's show, but we can deal with it. I still have a few that I can't play, and I know what's going to happen here. I know it's not going to boot up. Oh, wow, I was wrong. It did boot up. Surprise, surprise. Guess it's time to buy another new hard drive. Gotta love IBM hard drives, huh? Alright, so we will get on with the show here and see how badly I flame out here. We are back. If you would like to join the Urban Radio server, feel free. 64.180.91.204 CTF server. Blade is in the house today, and she will be taking all your map requests. So if you want to join in, have a little fun. Hopefully I can try to pop in there a little bit later and see if I can actually game. 64.180.91.204 is the server IP. Hop onto it now at 16 gamers, I believe, is what the server holds. And have at it. We'd like... God, my mind's preoccupied here with all the problems I'm having. If you want to host your server as the Urban Radio server, if you're an admin or a host of a clan server, please email me, oswald@urbanterror.net, and we'll schedule your server to be played during the radio show. That goes for servers in Europe as well as North America. It really makes no difference to me. If you want to play TDM, that's fine. You want to play TS, that's fine. You want to get creative and play capture and hold or follow the leader, more power to you. Your server, I just pimp it for you. As many know, Silicon Knights did debut their new Urban Terror forums a few weeks ago now, thanks to Basilisk for all the time and effort he has put into them. Overall, the forums have been very well received. We've just surpassed 1,000 registered users, and I believe just passed about 7,000 posts in a week and a half or so. So that's very cool. We have had some minor issues, but many of those have been taken care of. Last Wednesday, Basilisk did update the forums to version 1.1. Some of those enhancements included a fix to the Java applet that connects you to Pound Urban Terror from the forums and also from the urbanterror.net site. Fixed a few security issues with the logging in, timing out, and the use of cookies. The editor, the HTML editor, or the editor we use to make things bold and underlined, that was improved, and there were some changes to the moderator's properties. If you want the full list of fixes, you can check out the sticky thread introducing forums release 1.1 in the general forums. That will have everything you need. And we are looking forward not only to the next version of his forums, but the new website, which Sweetnuts and Bask and I believe Jake have been talking about here. So got a few more big things coming up here before we release 3.0, and the new website will be one of them. With that, I'm going to step away here. My system is rebooted, and hopefully we'll be able to play a little music here for you. This is by request from Mungo Zen. It's called Clutch, a Shotgun Named Marcus. Oh, I'm still alive. And by the way, the name's Marcus. But if you like, you can call me Sensei. For the Emperor's and the Big Star. And the fishes in the shack. And you better believe that I hold on there for the fence. They pay me back. I'm a cocky bad for nine. I spit back on a little samurai. Oh, my Lord. Sugar, sweet potato, sour. Well, if you could hear that, that was actually a band called Clutch. The tune was called A Shotgun Named Marcus, but I guess my connection's pretty owned as well. Gonna try one more. If not, I'm gonna go back to bed. This is Linkin Park, One Step Closer. That is the place to be. If you're not there, then you're going to miss out this year. QuakeCon's going to be a kick-ass time, and we're looking forward to being there, just as TSN is looking to be there this year. So should be a good time for everyone who's going to attend. So hopefully we'll see you there. Still no word yet on if we're going to have a table there set up for Urban Terror. Still working that. Hopefully it'll come out in our favor. I see people are now having issues with the stream. Sorry. Nothing I can do about it. It's either that or I just go back to bed. So we are back. If you would like to check out any of the previous downloads, as I mentioned earlier, you can head over to urbanterror.net/radio, and you'll find all the previously recorded shows. As I mentioned a couple weeks ago, we are making some enhancements on the website. We did add the radio link to our page, just as we added QuakeCon 2001. What we did there, how it went, along with some pictures. So check that out if you've never been. QuakeCon's a very good time. We'll also be offering two more FTPs on the site. I just haven't got around to updating it. I should be able to get at least one of them put up today. It's actually who our server and our forums are hosted off of, Valeris.com down in Florida. So we will have a fast, reliable U.S. FTP site for all the maps and all the game files. On a community note, UrbanTerror.it is back up and running. Seems there are some hosting issues, but we will be linking Buffetti's site back on UrbanTerror.net for all the game files and the maps. So look for that soon. As soon as I get some time to do it. With the forums finished now, we do turn our attention to the website. Basilisk and Sweetnuts pretty much have the same idea when it comes to the site, so you can expect a very good-looking site, easy to navigate, and everything will be right there at the tips of your fingers. So we look forward to bringing that here very soon. Much of the coding that did go into the forums will also be able to be used on the website. As we said, if you register on the forums, that same registration will also be able to allow you to access the website. We have a few special things planned for those people who decide to register, so it's kind of cool. And since I have to do this, and I can see him sending me messages, Clan Triad is having a LAN party this weekend in New Jersey, so if you live out there, stop by, say hi to Dragon and all the guys. But Clan Triad, supposed to go to LAN party. Unfortunately, I cannot get the time off to go to Jersey. Just what we want to do, right? Memorial Day weekend, hop on a plane. Just kidding. Until the new website comes online, we will continue to update the current site. We also, so I saw somebody, we will keep this person nameless. I guess some of these people don't know or don't understand that our .plan files are over on silicon-ice.com. So if you don't see any plan information on UrbanTerror.net, that is why. We don't intend on putting them on UrbanTerror.net. If you want to see what each particular team member is working on, then go check out the .plan section over on the other website. It's that simple. We do try to keep them updated. I know Sweetnuts has updated his. And I think Crazy Butcher was the last one to update his earlier in this month. I thought he was going to do another one here since they had finished another weapon. Maybe not. I can't remember. And for those who don't go surfing each and every site related to Urban Terror, we do have a new screenshot of a reskinned weapon, that weapon being the UMP-45. Thanks to the skills and patience of Blade Killer, you can now check out the render. Go to urbanterror.net/ump.jpg. UMP, like the weapon, .jpg, urbanterror.net/ump.jpg, and that is the newly skinned UMP-45. I don't believe the model was changed. The skin was updated, and I'm sure just looking at it, you can see a world of difference in it. Another good skin, and currently she's working on the shotgun and the negative, I believe. And we'll bring you those as soon as we can. Some of us on the team actually looked at that and thought it was an actual reference picture, when in fact it was actually the skinned weapon. I'm sure you guys will see what I'm talking about once you check it out, but she's done a very good job on that skin again. And speaking of new, Sweetnuts has updated the character sketches we'll be working from for updating our skin sets, both for the red and the blue teams as you know them now. And this is still preliminary work. Still preliminary work here on the skins, but it's basically what the skinners will be working from. And those teams will basically be given names here as we get closer to Beta 3, and we will pass those names out, you know, like terrorists and counter-terrorists, that sort of thing. We will have set team names for... I'm being told it is a new model by Blade Killer for the UMP-45. My bad. Wake up, right? Yes. If you want a peek at those reference shots, and then head over to silicon-ice.com. Check out the latest plan from Sweetnuts. Very good work on those models. I believe it's the female model only. But you will get an idea as to what the team skins will look like. We're trying to make a little bit of contrast in the two, so we can tell teams apart a little bit better than we currently do. what else do we have here? Some of us have also seen the new level being created by Sweet Nuts. I know we have pimped it before on the sixth floor, and he does have some pictures in his dot plan file as well. Level is looking very good. I had a chance to run through it here this past weekend, although I am still having a bit of trouble with it. Hang on here. Still having a bit of trouble with some of the shaders. I think I have a bump pack file in my Q3UT directory, but some of the trees don't look like trees. Hopefully I will get that sorted out here and be able to bring you some updated screenshots here very shortly of his work. And we can we can give a shout out to Apoxel over at Ravensoft listening in today. Says I'm on crack for some reason. Must be my voice. I must be sounding like I'm 12 years old or, you know, yeah, whatever. I think I need a beer, damn it. That's what I need, a beer. Too bad. Can't have any beer. Got to go to work tonight again. Wonderful. All right, back to what I was talking about here. Barbecue has also updated his latest creation. It is a new city level, which will be released soon. I still haven't gotten the okay to release some of his screenshots, and I know he has just updated it as well. As I said, it's a pretty cool-looking city level, a very big-looking city level. I would say compare it to streets, but it's larger for one. Buildings are extremely tall. You basically get the sense that you are in a true city. Buildings are that tall. Not much in terms of accessing interiors to the buildings. Most of them are just, it's more or less an outdoor map, but still looks very cool, and I'm sure you guys will like it once he releases it. And as I mentioned, Blade Killer is currently skinning the two new models, one created by Meaty, that would be the shotgun, which we still have not officially announced on UrbanTerror.net. All you guys know it is a shotgun, but she is skinning it, and once it's done, we will bring that to you. And she just started the ME negative yesterday or a few days ago. Really not. You guys have already seen the model for that one, thanks to the animation wonders of Crazy Butcher. he's done a nice job on that model and the animation file. But once we get a skin on it, I'm sure it'll look just like the one from SOF2, right? I know it didn't come from SOF2. But that's not even the same gun, but still. I see Apoxel still making fun of me, so I gotta smack him down. And that's basically what we've been working on in terms of development downline here. Gonna take a bit of a break. Got some more music for you. Got something you guys may enjoy. It's called The Campa Hunter. And I don't think that needs any introduction here. Be right back. I'm Oswald. You're listening to Urban Radio.
My little Hello, everyone. I'm Ian Irwin, and this is Camper Hunter. Today, we have come all the way out to a remote health facility called the Bar, in search of some of the world's most annoying campers. We've heard reports of several kinds of them being spotted in the area recently, so we are pretty sure we can find some great specimens. Let me just climb down the rope out of our trusty transport chopper here, and we'll start the hunt. Right. So, here we are on top of the SID headquarters building roof. We have heard of some nasty roof campers being spotted here fairly frequently. Let's take a look around and... Oh, there's one now. Let's see if we can hear his call, the call common to almost all campers from this distance.
Stay here.
Yes, there it is. Maybe he won't notice us and we can get a closer look at the critter.
Enemy spotted! Fall back.
Oh, it seems he's seen us. Notice how he barked out his alarm call and moved quickly away from us? That's a typical reaction of the roof camper when they detect a threat. They usually spook easily when confronted on their own level. At this point, he's mostly harmless, so we'll leave him for now. Let's see if we can find a nasty room or dangerous door camper here somewhere. Here we are at the doors to the emergency exit of the Bath building. This is a notorious door camper spot, but I don't hear the distinctive call, so we should be safe entering the corridor beyond. Behind this door is the storeroom, a known room camper hangout.
Stay here.
And it seems we're in luck. I hear his call now. It's rare to hear a room camper cry out that way, as they, not unlike the three-toed sloth, can sit quietly and motionless for hours and even days. Normally, you wouldn't want to open this door because those nasty critters in there would leap and attack. Luckily, I've brought along a trusty flashbang. Flashbangs are the weakness of the room camper. Now watch this, and I'll quickly open the door and toss in the flashbang.
Grenade!
Now that the room camper is totally immobilized and blinded, let's have a closer look. Here he is.
Requesting backup.
Notice in this helpless state how he calls for the assistance of his pack. I'm not worried though, as no one ever comes to the aid of a camper. It's interesting to notice how the effects of the flashbang render them completely unable to react, even when provoked. Notice that all they do is moan. Eventually, they will whine and try to get you to leave them alone. Let's see if we can show you.
What are you doing? Hey, watch it! Man down! Man down! Medic!
Amazing. The campers' communication is incredible when they're being provoked. Let's leave this guy alone now and see what other campers we can find. Crikey! It seems we stumbled upon a particularly nasty door camper. As I opened the door, he attacked and made a medium-rare pepper steak out of my left arm. I've moved back around the corner, and it seems I'm out of flashbangs, so I'll have to put this one down. That's a shame. But door campers are easily aroused by the cries of a room camper nearby, and there's no other way to get around it sometimes. As you can see, campers can be particularly nasty at times, but are generally lame and harmless. My scary brush with the door camper is not the usual fare for the camper. Confront them and their poor attack capabilities cause them to back down. Well, that about wraps it up for today's episode of Camper Hunter. I'm Ian Irwin, and I must get this arm attended to. Good day.
Medic!
You're dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
Urban Terror's version 2, the combined power of Cello and UTZ. ready to continue the Urban Terror battle. All the latest news, a map depot, our game server information, and more. Urban Terrors.
Alrighty, and we are back. I am Oswald. You are listening to Urban Radio on TSN. That little piece was done by Dragone, playing on Steve Irwin, a crocodile hunter. This was called Ian Irwin, the Campa Hunter. Kind of cool. I will make that available if Lord of Doom already has an over on UTZ to download. Pretty cool. Good work by Dragone, and I believe Barbecue had some extra sounds that were in there. So I'm sure we'll be hearing that again here in the near future. Beta 2.6, where do we stand right now? Well, we don't have a date. Actually, we aren't going to give that out until we are sure that 2.6 is ready to go. It's slowly making its way to the QA team right now. This is not what we'll consider an official distribution to the entire QA team or the beta testers. We're still working on a full test pack, but we have been receiving some positive feedback on the pack file that we have distributed with the changes we've made, mainly to the weapons and the damage. It really was not one big, you know, we didn't change every weapon right away. We're slowly going into it. Yeah, I know there's a full list of changes that we want to accomplish, but going in there and tweaking everything right off the bat is not the way to go. One of the biggest things we have reduced so far in 2.6 has been the movement penalty, which seems to cause quite a bit of whining and complaining. So we'll see how that goes. And I see Lord of Doom does not have the Camper Hunter up, but I'm sure he will. And like I said, we'll also post it somewhere so you can download it if you want it later. This pack file is pretty much what we have mentioned in the past few weeks in terms of enhancements to the grenades. The mini-map, the AK-103 is in there. We've also made a new tweak to the HE grenade if you decide to hold on to it for longer than 2.5 seconds. Excuse me one more time. Okay, I'm back. And as I said, we've fixed numerous bugs and tweaked some of the weapons. We do hope to have a full PK3 here very soon, and get some 15 or 20 people testing it. And if we need more, well, we know where to find them. Pound Urban Terror is a very good place to start. And please, please don't ask us to test it. We have a full list of people who want to test it and who've been asking us, and it just doesn't work that way. But if we get around to it, we will make a. We will distribute it to a few more people to help test it and give us some feedback. We do have one European server and one US server. And once the pack file is officially distributed, both of those will be up and running. And we'll see how it goes. There is still much discussion amongst the dev team when it comes to how we will tweak the weapons and how they should feel. I know a couple days ago there was quite a lengthy discussion between Crazy Butcher, Sweet Nuts, Blade Killer, and I believe both the coders were in there, Thaddeus and 27. And I know CB has basically laid out his thoughts of how, you know, not really in terms of numbers for Quake 3, but how he thinks each weapon should be, and it seemed to get pretty good feedback. Everybody more or less in agreement, but it just comes down to, you know, being able to tweak what we can so you can actually feel a difference in the weapons. And, you know, once we have more information and we have the pack file in full testing, I'm sure many of these will come to light. And you will actually be able to see and feel the changes that we've done. Checking out some of the community news this week, we head over to some website that I don't know if any of you have ever gone to. It's called terrorist.net. But they have some new information on the release of a new wallpaper pack from Vampirus. This is her second map, or excuse me, second wallpaper pack. So if you haven't downloaded it, then head over there and check it out. It's under UTZ resource files at Terrorist. That's Terrorist with a Z.net. She's also begun ranting again, checking out lands. It's called Checking Out Lands, Avoid or Visit. It talks about females being invited and participating at LAN parties And just on a side note, I know we have a few females who come to our LAN party each week, and you know, they kick ass. What can I say? They are just as good as some of the male gamers, and sometimes better than the male gamers. But take no mercy on them. Treat them like they want to be treated, right? And also, it looks like Lord of Doom has also posted a new column called, what's it called here? It is called Urban Terror, The Next Step. He says it's a guide to unlimited popularity on a proven success formula. He says, you know, I always want the best for Urban Terror, and I'm always thinking, what should I change if I was head of Silicon Ice development team? He says, this is not an easy thing, but a few weeks ago, I thought of a way to make Urban Terror the best damn mod ever made. More so than Counter-Strike. Huh. Funny that. It is based on a very popular game from the past. Sid, you will go crazy after you read my ideas, and yes, you can make me leader of Sid for sure. No worries. Yeah. Let me begin with my guide. So you can check out how he plans to improve Urban Terror to make it the best damn mod ever. And I think you'll get a kick out of that. Seems to be a pretty good article. In other news, King over at UT World is debating on running a second season. It seems he's got some real-life commitments to take care of, and it's sort of got in the way of running a league, so we'll see what happens here. I guess some of it's going to be predicated on what happens with Beta 2.6 or Beta 3.0. So best of luck to King if he doesn't hold his second season, but we would like to see him back. Chrono. I'm sure many of you know Chrono from Armory and Armory 2. Well, he has released another level called UT Warehouse. And if you've played Armory or Armory 2, then you basically have an idea of what Warehouse is going to look like. Seems to have a bit more layout than previously seen in his two other maps. Still haven't played it on a server. I've just run through it here and checked it out. So you can do the same, and you can find that level at all the popular download spots if you're interested in checking it out. UrbanTerror.it, UrbanTerror.deterrorist.net, and FSK405.tk. And thanks to Coldshot, TSN has reached an agreement with the organizers of QuakeCon to attend the event and broadcast for 4 days of the LAN.
This summer, the Team Sportscast Network is streaming the hottest LAN event of the season directly into your room, all the way from Dallas, Texas. Join TSN as we bring you live 24-hour-a-day coverage from QuakeCon 2002 in Dallas, Texas. Tune in for live tournament coverage, interviews, music, and more. When? Thursday, August 15th through Sunday, August 18th. Where? Mesquite Convention Center, Mesquite, Texas. Only on the official QuakeCon station, TSN. Visit www.quakecon.org.
And you will be hearing that as we approach QuakeCon here on TSN. I'm sure most of us look forward to having a good time there. Going to be a good time casting. And I'm sure you will probably get to hear me doing something. Who knows, maybe I'll even get to interview a few people live on the air. Interview some more of the dev team, maybe some players, whoever's out there, we'll see what happens. To be honest, I really haven't been paying attention to much of the happenings on TSN forums. I've just been too busy with Urban Terror and a few other things. So, but I know Blanks will keep me in line here and keep me up to date. I did have a chance to attend E3 yesterday. You see, this year they had changed the requirements to get in, requiring that you have two valid pieces of company identification. Well, being a mod team, we're technically not a business, nor do we have business cards or badges or any of that good stuff a company has. So we had to create some documents in order to get us in. Funny thing is, I go up there 2 days ago, the day before QuakeCon actually started, to register, get my badge. wouldn't let me in because I didn't have those things. Okay, no problem. So I talked to a few people. We worked it out. I got two pieces of identification I need. Go up there yesterday. Go back to that same registration line. Give the lady my guest pass. She says, oh, you were Sony. She says, I don't need to see any identification. I'm like, well, what the fuck? What do you mean you don't have to see any identification? I had to show it 2 days ago, but not today. Anyway, I got in, so that's kind of cool. It was well worth the wait. Show, unlike the past couple of years, did not seem as crowded as it had. I'm sure part of that is attributed to the ID requirements. That's just my guess. Still a lot of people there. A lot of exhibits to check out. If you've never been, they basically hold it in a convention center. There's two halls. One hall is all PC, gaming, software, hardware, things like that. And the other hall is all console stuff. So if you've actually been following some of it, then I'm sure you've seen pictures on sites like GameSpot, GameSpy, and Shaq News. I'm sure they all have shots of you know, the latest and greatest. The main draw while I was up there, of course, was Doom 3, almost smack dab in the middle of the PC hall, which is being shown off thanks to the guys over at id Software. I wasn't able to get in to see the demo. They had a live demo in there, I guess. Signs all around saying, come back tomorrow at 9 a.m., so they were pretty much full for the day. I did see Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails there. He was walking around, hanging around the Doom booth, so that's kind of cool. But Doom looks like it's going to be pretty slick. Pretty slick, and I guess it's going to come out sometime next year. Maybe have a demo by the end of the year. It's just a guess. I was also able to hook up with Arnott and Richard. You guys know them as RR2DO2 and Fluffy Gimp, both now over at Splash Damage. They also created Q3F. They gave me a look at the new Return to Castle Wolfenstein expansion pack they've been working on, which was just announced here on the first day of the convention, on Wednesday. And just goes to show the software. It's basically 2 months of work. Shows off some new classes, some new weapons, and you know, some enhancements that, you know, look very familiar from mods and games. But very cool stuff, and I'm sure I'll check that out once they release it. There's some good pictures that I've seen on the internet of it, so you guys can look forward to seeing that from Splash Damage coming up soon. And basically, Richard and I walked through both the PC and the console halls, checking things out. And it was unfortunate that Paul Wedgwood, the leader, Loki, was not able to make the trip. He fell ill with a collapsed lung the day before they were delayed out of London. I have spoke with his wife, Freya, and his condition is improving, so our thoughts go out to him for a speedy recovery, and we do look forward to seeing him and the other guys from Splash Damage at QuakeCon, as I'm sure they will be there. As for some of the other highlights, I did go in search of Wetwired. Brett Waller, he now works on the Gore Project. Unfortunately, I was not able to find him over at the Dreamcatchers booth. I did find a couple of the U.S. guys who worked on the project, but Wet was a no-show, so I'm not sure if he ever got up here or if he just was out walking around doing what Aussies do. Don't know, couldn't find him. Sort of unfortunate. I'd really look forward to meeting him. I did check out Gore. Gore looks pretty cool. They actually had Wetwired's map up there, and that was being played. So that's a game to keep an eye on. And many of the games seem to either be rehashes of older games that are coming back or that are still here. And there are also, again, many realistic shooters out there. I don't know how it compares to Urban Terror. You know, that's going to be your that's going to be up to you to decide. I know how we've made Urban Terror. You know, I'm sure there's not going to be any game out there that's exactly like how we've done ours. But you can be the judge of that. Some that do look pretty cool. There's one out there called Raven Shield. It's one of the new Tom Clancy games. You know, Rainbow Six type games. I'm sure that's going to be another tactical shooter that we are so used to seeing from that group. There's a new SWAT game coming out. But I hear Raven Shield's on a new engine, so that should be pretty impressive to see. It actually was kind of cool to see. I was also see the new Unreal Tournament 2003 next to Doom. This is probably the most amazing looking game coming out. I've also heard Doom will not really be able to render large open outdoor scenes like we've seen from Unreal Tournament. Don't know how true that is, but that could affect those who mod like us. If we do want to make the jump to the Doom engine, probably have to do more indoor type scenes and leave the large outdoor scenes for maybe another engine. But that's yet to come. We're not sure what we're going to do if we do anything after Quake 3 Urban Terror, but stay tuned. We'll have more information on that as it becomes available. We are now about 90 days, actually make that 84 days until QuakeCon, inside 3 months, finally. Which does take place in August in Mesquite, Texas. I'm not sure if I have mentioned this before, but Silicon Ice will be holding a round table, a small discussion on modding. We're going to focus it on Urban Terror, of course. And that reminds me, I have to get some information back to Zay, who is coordinating all the roundtables this year, about what we're going to talk about. You can't expect to see what we have upcoming for Urban Terror, and we'll also be there participating in some of the other roundtables that they usually have. They usually have a mod roundtable. Some of the id guys usually hold short sessions on skinning or modeling, things like that. Haven't seen the complete list. I'm not sure if it's out yet. But you can check quakecon.org for all the information. And finally, still have no word on the mod table from the organizers of QuakeCon. We are keeping our fingers crossed, and we hope we'll be able to provide a gaming outlet for the mod, which we feel is still the best and most popular mod for Quake 3. Who says the engine's dead? It's not dead. It's still alive and kicking, and very cool stuff. So hopefully that will come to be. We'll just have to wait and see. I got to step away. When I come back, we will check out clan news. Take your questions if there's any questions. Give a few shout-outs and wrap the show up for this week. I'm Oswald, and we will be right back.
World, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't. We're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You
can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to take grace and tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. No, no, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Hey, we're back. Unfortunately, it looks like I have been disconnected from IRC, but we will finish up the show. I'm not sure if I will will come back on or not. I was trying to reconnect now, but knowing the problems others have had trying to get back on IRC, I won't expect to be back on there the rest of the show, but no big deal. I still have a good connection, I believe. Yes, we do. And we'll finish up the show this way. No big deal. If you have ICQ and want to get a question in, then feel free to send me a message. If not, then the question and answer session will be very short today. And this information is based on the clan-based ladder over in Europe, and it was compiled by Lord of Doom, and basically run down what some of the clans have been doing on clan-base. Check out a Who's Who in the Standings. Also check out, I forgot what I had up here, Cal and OGL. Stronger Than All wasn't updated yet this week. But check that out. This report from Lord of Doom, he says the top clans are still very lazy at the clan-based ladder, but the clans down from place 3 are still very active. He says, let's take a look at some of the wars that were played this past week. Number 10, Notorious Urban Terror Scum. They defeated the Paranoid Killers 10-6 on Casa and Uptown. Close battle, he says. Both rounds, were won with just 2 points, 4-2 and 6-4. The Mentally Challenged Drunks, Clan MCD, ranked number 3, tied HF and D, Hard, Fast, and Deadly, who was the 18th position, 12-12 on Abby and Casa. Says this is a small setback for the number 3 clan, now with a 100-point gap between them and the number 2 in the clan-based standings. He says they were probably expected to win, and they drew. They had a draw. They were expected to win and not draw against HFD. Who else do we have here? Paranoid Killers, ranked number 11, took on Quo Vadis, ranked number 50, and PK actually had no trouble with them, putting them away 10-3 on Casa and Docks. Strange to see these very low scores, very unlike the U.S. North American clans. Anyway, also on that same day, Tuesday, May 21st, House Valhalla, ranked number 6, took on ZIK, ranked 19th. HV dominated 20-5 on Uptown and Abbey. HV had no trouble against the ZIK last Tuesday, giving them back the points they had lost one day earlier against the number 4 seed AJS. And then later on this last week, Deadly Warriors, ranked number 14, took on the Paranoid Killers, number 11. 10-7 was the final score. Clan DW was going down a bit, but with this war, they'll probably lift them back up close to the top 10 again for sure. 10-7, as I said, was the final score on that map. On that, that match. And finally, if we look at the overall standings, IQS, the International Quake Squad, is number 1 on clan base. Agony and Realm, number 2. Mentally Challenged Drunks slide in at number 3. Armin's, Jaeger, Skola, AJS, they're number 4. Valor, number 5. House Valhalla, number 6. Drunken Killing Machines are number 7. Seek and Terminate, number 8. International Full Metal Jackets, number 9. And rounding out the top 10, Notorious Urban Terror Scum. Actually, it's pretty close there from 10 down to about 15 or so. They're only separated by about 30 points. And see what happens in the next few days. Coming up, as I check the date here, it looks like there are some matches to watch. Notorious Urban Terror Scum will be taking on MCD here. Hopefully, MCU. Well, what question he poses is: will Clan MCD get closer to the number two slot, or will the notorious Urban Terror scum move them up a few places? Or will or will Nuts move up a few places themselves? Number 28 Avalanche take on number 8 Seek and Terminate. The Deadly Warriors will take on AJS. So some good matches coming up here on Clan Base. Checking out the OGL, which we were unable to shoutcast last night. Carnage Cowboys were challenged by Clan Pit. Clan Pit took the first round on Casa 9-2 and then lost on the same map 12-1. Tiebreaker went to Austria 6-2, and Carnage Cowboys retained their number one ranking, and they've already been challenged again by Zero Hesitation. This will take place next Thursday, and again, I'm going to try to shoutcast this. I've been talking to Miss C, and hopefully I'll have everything up and running, as it looks like I'll reformat this weekend and make sure we have a clean system again. And also, it looks like Clan Dagus will take on Infinity Front on Sunday for the number 2 rung as well. You can check out all the information over on worldogl.com. Just click on the Urban Terror Ladder. And over in the world of Cal, Jeff T. sort of threw down the gauntlet here in regards to team conduct. I'm not even going to go into what spawned that. If you want to read about it, you can click calleague.com. Go to the Urban Terror page and read all about it. But Jeff gets up on his soapbox here and throws down some rules covering team conduct. He says, "We here at Cal will not accept the wanton disrespect of teams playing on our ladder." I think that says it all. And checking out the standings here, pretty competitive season so far. Starting the Central here. They have 3 divisions, Atlantic, Central, and Pacific, if you've never been over to Cal. Forbidden SIK, Forbidden Sick, 5-1, tied with Unified, also 5-1, and right on their heels is Clan 2003 at 4-2. Moving over to the Atlantic division, Knox is basically running away with it at 6-0. Clan Boss sits at 3-2, along with the Useless Pedestrians, who half a game behind at 2-3. And over in the Pacific Division, tight race for the top honors. Illustrious 5-1, Infinity Front also 5-1, and Section 8 coming in at 5-0. And then it drops down to a 3-3 for Team Organic. Another tight match, tight league. And if you want any of your matches shoutcasted, feel free to drop us a line or use the request link. Request the shoutcast link over on TSN Central, and we will get that to you. That's basically it for the clan news. I will one more song. We'll be right out. My name's Oswald, and we'll be right back. She walks out. That was Lady Luck by a band called Big Wreck. Thanks to Mungo Zen for that. And it seems we've come to that point in the show where it's time to say goodbye. I want to thank everybody who has listened this week. Sorry for all the problems. Hopefully they will be fixed come Monday after I get a new hard drive. We do have some things coming up this weekend on TSN In The Mix. 11 p.m. on Saturday night. It's Juno in his next show. Dark Space Radio also tomorrow. Hook up with Torquemada at 9 p.m. Eastern. And on Sunday, we'll have Return of Castle Wolfenstein Cal Invites, Clan Capital versus Hostile Link, and the Professionals versus Westside Wolves. And on Monday, more Cal Invites, Empire versus Abuse. For Silicon Ice, for Urban Radio, my name is Oswald. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
It's over? Alright, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.